4 score and 7 years ago, how many have heard that? 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. I've had that memorized and I chickened out. How many had to memorize that in school? Huh? There are some, yeah. How many could get 4 score and 7 years? Somebody could do that. How many could keep going? Huh? How many could keep going? Huh? I wonder, of course you do. Gettysburg Address. If you didn't have to memorize it, you'd probably at least remember those words. They were uttered by Abraham Lincoln in the fall of 1863 at the dedication of the cemetery at the battlefield of in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That battle, the battle known as the Battle of Gettysburg, started on July 1st. July 1st. And so it's, in a sense, the anniversary this day of the battle that really changed the tide of the war, of the Civil War at that time. And it was the battle that set in motion, then with the Union victory, the eventual defeat of the Confederacy, and the end of the Civil War. And Lincoln was asked to give an address at that battlefield and gave that this address. 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth in this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. And for those of you who had memorized, it goes on, we are now engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived or so dedicated can long endure. You got that, right? You're talking with me, right? We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who gave their lives to that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. Yeah, see, some of you can probably keep going on that. It's not long. That's why they give it to you in school to memorize. 4 score and 7 years ago, I always wondered what that was about when I learned it as a kid. You know, we just had to memorize. They didn't tell us anything about that. 4 score and 7 years ago, I finally learned what a score was, 20 years. So that made 87 years ago. And if you do the math, that gets you back to 1776. See, Lincoln, in his effort to put some sense of meaning on that battle and those who lost their lives, went back to the Declaration of Independence, to the forming of the country. He went back and said, this is what it's all about. We are about forming an independent nation. Now, what was interesting in so doing, he was also putting together the formation of the new country. He was already looking forward to the day when the country would be reunited. And they needed to be reunited around something, and something that had united them was the Declaration of Independence. Now, do you hear that sort of interesting paradox there? That he was going to reunite the nation around something that declared independence. July 4th, we will celebrate independence. July 4th, when those who had gathered in Philadelphia to decide on what the course of this group of colonies should be at that time, that they should form a nation and declare themselves independent from Great Britain that would rule them from afar, and they found that rule to be so oppressive that they needed to declare their independence. Now think about that when they were signing this, a group of individual people, each signed the Declaration of Independence. John Hancock, the first one, really big, you know, started an insurance company because of that. All right, I don't know that. I do know that John Witherspoon signed it, Presbyterian minister, the only clergy person to sign the Declaration. But each of them, independent people, enjoying the independence of this new land, signing a document declaring the independence of this new land, and yet in so doing, they were joining themselves together. They were joining themselves together to declare their independence. I think the Apostle Paul would have understood. In the book, really the book of Galatians in entirety, of which Kim read a little portion of it here, the issue is freedom. The issue is declaring freedom, and what does freedom mean for a Christian? The message that had come to the Galatians was that they were free from all the laws of the Old Testament. That's how they received their ministry. And they took that and ran with it. They took that and ran with it. They became so free that one could hardly recognize who they were, or at least that they were Christian. And into that mess, Paul writes his letter. See, I like to think of the Galatians as, think about when you first moved out of your parents' house. Don't know when that was, 18, 19, 20, 22, 30, whenever that was. When you first moved out, I got your own place. You say, hey, I am free of my parents. I am free of my parents. I do not have to take out the garbage if I don't want to. I do not have to clean the dishes if I don't want to. I don't have my mother yelling at me, my father nagging at me. I don't have to listen to their advice. I am free. That was the Galatians. And if you listened carefully to the lists there was a list of what they weren't about, what freedom is not. It's an awful nasty list. Kim's nodding her head. She had to read those words, didn't you? You didn't listen to those words. Yeah. All sorts of bad things that they were doing because they felt free to do it. And Paul says it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. He says, for freedom, Christ has set you free. But it is for the freedom to do good for one another. Freedom, look for ways to do good for one another. There is a purpose in God's freedom. There is a direction in God's freedom. We are free to do what we can for the betterment of others. And the freedom means we do it because it wells up within us. Not because there's some lists of tasks we have to get done, but because we see the opportunity and we feel motivated, compelled, joyful in wanting to move forward and experience that freedom. 47 years ago, according to Lincoln. I didn't figure out how many score and years it would be now. I'll let someone tell me that. 20, thank you. Glad to know. 20 score in 7 years. But the country formed a nation based on that same principle that we declared our independence together, that we seek freedom together, that we work on freedom together. It was a radical idea. The leaders who sought independence, but they had no idea where that would lead as running a country. But they knew that somehow together we would live our independence. If we went ahead to the 6th chapter of Galatians, after what Kim read there, Paul says it much better. He says, "My friends, if someone is caught in any kind of wrongdoing, those of you who are spiritual should set him right. But you must do it in a gentle way and keep an eye on yourselves so that you will not be tempted too. Help carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will obey the law of Christ. If you think that you are something when you are really nothing, you are only deceiving yourselves. You should judge your own conduct. If it is good, then you can be proud of what you yourself have done without having to compare it with what someone else has done. For each of you has to carry your own load. If you are being taught the Christian message, you should share all the good things you have with your teacher. Do not deceive yourself. No one makes a fool of God. You will reap exactly what you plant. If you plant in the field of your natural desires, from it you will gather a harvest of death. If you plant in the field of the Spirit, from the Spirit you will gather the harvest of eternal life. So let us not become tired of doing good, for if we do not give up, the time will come when we will reap the harvest. So then, as we have the chance, we should do good to everyone, especially those who belong to our family in the faith." Do you hear what this freedom is about? It's about not judging yourselves and your place in life by what others have, but judging on how much good you do. Each one carries their own load so that it can be shared with others. It's a powerful thought in this day and age that we might look to be free to do good for others. Certainly what the church is about. Church like us, a collection of people that join here for over the years for whatever reason. We each have our own beliefs. We each have our own background, our own histories. Some of us come from different denominations and somehow try to meld that into being Presbyterian. And we are joined together not because we all ascribe to some set of rules or doctrine, but because of the love we have for Christ that is shown in how we share it with each other and with the world. We are bound together by the love that we share with one another, the love that Christ undergirds. It's a reminder that what it means to be independent means that we can join with each other in sharing what Christ has shared with us. Going back to Lincoln, I was thinking on the Gettysburg Address is probably his most well-known speech. His second most well-known speech is probably his second inaugural address. The end of the Civil War was in sight. And at his second inauguration, he said these words, "With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work that we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations." It was that sort of independence and dependence that Lincoln was setting up for the healing of the nation, to bind up the wounds of those who bore the brunt of the war, and his widow and his orphan was meant not just for the Union soldiers, but the Confederate soldiers as well. The process of healing means that we reach out even to our worst enemies and bind up their wounds, even as we let them bind up our wounds. Lincoln did not live to see that reunited country but he had certainly set the stage for it. As our country continues its ebb and flow, and we see it strain in various directions, it might be good to go back to Lincoln's words on this 4th of July and remind ourselves what it means to bind each other and heal each other and care for each other. Amen.